I had written today's lesson previous to some of the events of this last week. Ukraine's been on my mind because of Brandon and Katie and Justice. I think I've mentioned Ukraine in passing in the last three sermons just because it's been kind of on my mind. But it was interesting to have written this sermon and reflect on it this week and then see the events on the news. And it kind of gave me a sense of perspective for what I wanted to say today. Also, the fact that I've been preaching in front of this bank of microphone has made me feel really presidential about a State of the Union address that I should give. And I wrote this little bit that I thought would be a state of the church. It's been a tumultuous couple of years, and every so often it's worthwhile to just check in and say, where are we and where are we going? Look in front of still lies ahead. This is a very biblical practice. If you read the book of Acts, Luke will tell you great events that happened in the history of the church, and then every so often he'll pause and summarize several years' worth of events with one big statement. So you get a lot of these. Luke, Acts chapter 2, 46 and 47, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. See, so the great big events in Acts chapter, wonderful things happen, thousands baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and then he summarizes with this, and then it went on, right? This is the kind of thing they were doing day by day. Chapter 4, he does it again. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and of soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Chapter 5, and every day in the temple, and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. Acts chapter 6, and the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. In chapter 8, there's a wave of persecution that hits the church, and it tells you about that a little bit. And then in verse 4, it says, now those who were scattered were about preaching the word. Chapter 9, Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It multiplied. And then I stopped there. I could have kept going for 28 chapters, right? But every so often, Luke will tell you a series of stories. So here's the kind of thing the church was doing. And then he'll pause and summarize and say, and here's how that is. And they're always you which, you know, that you could recapture in our own time. So it led me to ask, if we were writing the Ada Central Church of Christ book of Acts, you know, what would our summary statements look like? What would our statements say? It's been a weird couple of years, no doubt about it. When we look at summaries of the last 2 years in particular, sadly, a lot of it will take the form of charts that look like this. This is the Google Oklahoma COVID chart that I look at, you know, every week just to see, oh, anything we need to change and take a look at it. And then based on that chart, I try to predict the future, which I think I've done very well for the next few. I remember that the better off I am. I'm better off when I remember how broken I am and how much in need of him I am. And if the last few years have not given us a sense of that, I don't know what it's going to take. So that's the month of March. We're going to focus on a little introspection and turning our hearts back to God. And then starting in April, we're going to really try to focus on the gospel itself. If I'm broken, that's March, what's the answer? That's April and May. And the answer is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to focus on this very specifically for several weeks starting in the month of April. One more time. There we go. We're going to talk about the cross itself and all that represents. We're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ on April 17th. It's Easter, so that makes a good day for that. We're going to talk about the gospel and its significance and what it means to us. And that all builds up to a special day we're going to try to have. Again, writing everything in pencil, we're going to try really hard to plan a special day on May 1st, and we're going to call it Focus Sunday. And what we're aiming for is to really re-engage after a month of introspection and consideration of ourselves, a month of attention to the gospel itself, say, what does it mean to be Christians now? Things have changed, but the gospel has to continue. If Ukraine teaches us anything, right, it's that things change, but the gospel has to continue. One of the interviews with some of the students over there, one of the students said, the gospel is the great treasure that we have, and it can't be taken away. And that's so beautiful to say while tanks are rolling down your highways, right? That there's nothing that changes that. It's where we need our attention. Your challenge then, in the weeks and months ahead, is to find how you will renew your focus on the gospel. And because we like concrete thinking, we're going to give you three ways you can do that, that I want you to consider starting today, keep considering it tomorrow, keep considering it all month, keep considering it through April, and build up to this idea of how do I re-engage in the gospel? Three options. You can act out the gospel, you can confess the gospel, you can share the gospel. Let me just briefly summarize what we mean by each one of those. To act out the gospel, you may guess we're referring to baptism. We act out the gospel in the act of baptism. Just as Jesus was crucified, buried, raised to new life, the believer represents this new birth in water. Romans chapter 6 and verse 4 says, we were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. We haven't emphasized that a lot in the last 2 years. And if you'd like to blame someone, blame me. I'll be the first to say I haven't preached a lot on baptism in 2 years because it seemed like in a room full of, well, let me say it differently, in an empty room, the people that were here probably had heard that sermon. And so I felt like, you know, the thing to do was to preach something else and to try to communicate something that I thought would be helpful. But the thing is, you do that long enough, you get out of the habit, and that's no good. We're baptism people. We believe in the gospel and the significance that's substantiated in baptism, and we want to regain that focus in the months and weeks ahead. We want to talk about the significance of baptism and put it front and center. While baptism can take place at any time of year, any time of the day or night, I've done some of those late night baptistries, something special happens when baptism is shared together with the whole church. It's something beautiful. It's reaffirming to me, right? Baptism is not just an individual action between you and God. It is something we do together that makes you part of this group of people. When you come up out of the water, there ought to be people singing and praying on your behalf and saying you're one of us. You need those people, and they need you. And so there's something beautiful when we celebrate baptism together as a body. And on that Focus Sunday, we're going to really try to emphasize it. We want to see some baptisms. You can't always schedule baptisms. People do it when they want to do it, and that's fine. We'll do it whenever you want to do it. But on that day, we're going to give a special attention to it. You know, during your life, you might ought to tell your wife that you love her more than once a year. That's good advice for me to you there. Free. But if you don't say it at least on your anniversary, you're in trouble. Okay? Likewise, baptism can happen any time of year, any day, day or night. But what we're going to do is kind of emphasize it one day and say, on this day, something special is extra special. On this day, we're really going to turn our entire attention to it and think about the significance of baptism. We're going to change the way we do it for that Sunday. We're going to stick a portable baptistry right down here. Why? Because I want the front row to get their face wet from the baptisms. I want you engaged so fully and committed to what's taking place that it's right down here in front of you, and you get to see it and witness it and hug that person. You ought to be wet when they're done. You understand? Like, it ought to be that level of engagement and enthusiasm for the act of baptism that we want to capture and build a community around that concept. Furthermore, the other option, you say, well, Ben, I've been baptized. I'm not really looking to do that again, but I would like to really re-engage. Maybe in the last couple of years, you've checked out a little bit in your faith and you're not sure how to turn it back on. It's a cultural phenomenon. Every year in our culture, less people wear the name of Jesus as a Christian. We see these statistics over and over again. People who will identify as a Christian, you know, declines a few more percentage point every year. My point is, it's never been more important to be willing to say, I am a Christian and I believe this stuff. Or to say it the way the Bible says it, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so another option for you is to kind of renew your vows. You know, married couples will do this sometimes, years will pass, and they don't get married again because they've been married. They're not undoing it and redoing it, but they'll renew their vows because sometimes it's worthwhile to say, all that's still true. If you're a Christian who'd like to renew your confession to Christ Jesus on Focus Sunday, we're going to give you that opportunity. If you'd like to come up to a microphone and say, I still believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and make the good confession, you're welcome to do that. It'd be a moment that you can reflect on later and say, that still matters to me. That was the day I re-engaged. Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of eternal life to which you were called and about which you have made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession. Don't forget, the first person to make the good confession was Jesus himself while he was on trial. He says, you say I'm a king, you bet I am. To this end was I born. And we also, at times of a significance, need to be willing to stand up again and make that confession. Maybe that's you. Maybe that'd be beneficial to your faith, to be able to say those words again out loud. We're going to have a microphone for you. We're going to help you do that. Finally, you say, okay, well, that's great. I've been baptized. I feel committed. What else can I do? Always a good time to share the gospel. Use the weeks leading up to your special Sunday as a reminder to have a meaningful conversation with a friend about Jesus. Invite someone to worship with us and see others act out and confess the gospel. Renew your focus on what matters by sharing the good news. Maybe you've been a Christian in the last few years, but it hasn't seemed like a good idea to tell anybody. Maybe you just haven't had the time. Maybe you've been busy with other things. Let's get back to that business. You notice something in common with every one of those summary statements in the book of Acts? Every one of them focused on sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever else is going on, persecution's going on, they shared the gospel. Things were peaceful, they shared the gospel. That was what bound that community together in the best and in the worst of times. Focus Sunday, the first Sunday in May, we're asking you to take part in one of three ways. Act out the gospel in baptism, confess the gospel, or share the gospel. But make sure between here and there, you have made the gospel the centerpiece of your life. Everything has changed, and I can't do a thing about it. But the gospel continues. It continues in Ukraine, where tanks roll down the highway. It continues here, where circumstances are strange and weird and different. And it will continue until, as long as this world shall last. And I hope you'll make it the most important thing in your life. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Our Father and our God, we thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that changeless message of hope, of grace, and of mercy, and of love in a changing world. We are untethered from normal, and we haven't seen it in a long time. Help us make the gospel our new normal. Make it all that we are, and help us to live in it. By the blood of Jesus, your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.